right now it's time for the extremely controversial and extremely explosive return of Dunham and Miller Reader's Theater.
Welcome to another edition of Dunham and Miller's Reader's Theater. Today's playlet is entitled The Jabari Henson Factor, starring George Dunham as Jabari the Talking Gorilla, Craig Miller as Drew Henson, Gordon Keith as Jerry Jones, Big Strong Jeremy as Channel 11 reporter Jody Dean.
Why?
And introducing Rich Phillips as Mrs. Jabari, the talking female gorilla. Our story opens with Jerry Jones and Drew Henson taking a walk through the Dallas Zoo.
Drew, look at this beautiful place. I like to take all of my new quarterbacks here. So peaceful. Just a nice place to get to know each other a little bit better.
I'm Drew Henson, the new future franchise quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry, you sure look different up close. That thing on your head, is that a rug or...
Drew, listen, look over here. It's the gorilla exhibit. I've always been fascinated by the size and the strength of the gorilla. In fact, this exhibit always scares me a little bit. Would you mind holding my hand?
No, not at all.
Why, Troy, Drew... You have such big, strong hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Hands that will lead my team back to the Super Bowl. Hands that I want to feel all over my aging body.
Meanwhile, down below in the gorilla exhibit...
Jabari, come back to bed. You've been pacing all day. I think you need a little bit of my sexy, hairy gorilla love.
Shut up, monkey. I'm sick of all these four walls and sick of the way you make monkey love. I've got to get out of here now. Now, see?
Sweet, sweet Jabari, come back. You can't climb these walls and escape. They are too tall. Oh, well, wait, maybe you can. Damn! I've never seen you move like this. I must really suck in bed.
Mark?
Drew, does it look to you like that ape over there is climbing up this wall?
I don't know, Sir Jerry. I'm fixated right now on winning games and on trying to get you to let go of my buttocks.
Look out, world! Here I come!
Drew, run! Save yourself! Hide in this janitor's closet and remember, you're the only person I ever truly loved.
Damn, I'm out! Now what? I haven't planned beyond this. I guess I'll assault a few folks and then duck into this janitor's closet.
Hello, I'm Jody Dean, CBS 11. There's an ape on the loose here at the Dallas Zoo, but the real story is that I am here reporting. That's right, I'm Jody Dean, Metroplex Media Superstar.
Come on. It's unnecessary.
Hey, who are you? And why are you in this janitor's closet?
I'm Drew Henson, the new golden boy of the Dallas Cowboys. Who are you?
Well, I'm Jabari, lowland gorilla and zoo fugitive. Hey, that sounds kind of cool, doesn't it? Zoo fugitive.
Yeah, not bad. Don't hurt me. I have a rocket arm and good football brain. I have a future.
Yeah, well, I have no future. I'm a frickin' gorilla. Not much work for us outside of sitting around these zoos and flinging our own waste. So I must, I guess I might as well eat you.
Police! Police, I'm Jerry Jones. And that orangutan is in the janitor's closet with Drew Henson, my future quarterback and future wife. Don't let that ape hurt my Drew.
Well, looks like those coppers want me to come out with my hands up. Well... They've got another thing coming, I tell ya.
Jabari, be careful. If you give yourself up, they'll go easy on you. You might even get probation, and then you could come to Cowboys games and watch Antonio Bryant drop my perfect passes. What do you say, Jabari? What do you say?
I say screw you, screw the Cowboys, and screw all the humans. I'm going out in the blaze of glory. I'll see you in hell, Henson. They got me.
Oh,
and they got me good. Goodbye, crew world. Oh, and I will need someone to organize a candlelight vigil for me while ignoring the humans that I've harmed. What do you say? One last thing for Big Jabari.
Jabari!
Good shot, officer. The chick's in the mail. You just saved the Dallas Cowboys season.
Yes, Jabari the gorilla has been killed by Dallas police. But back to more about me, CBS 11 reporter Jody Dean.
Gosh.
Did you all realize I was once making $250,000 a year and living in Highland Park?
Okay.
I had it all, but I wasn't happy.
Drew, are you okay, my love?
I'm fine, but I'm a changed man. I can say I knew Jabari. I just wish I could have talked some sense into him. I guess I'm no Jane Goodall.
Drew, thank God for that.
Oh, happy day!
This has been another edition of Dunham and Miller's Reader's Theater. This playlet is only a dramatization of what might have occurred at the Dallas Zoo last week. The views expressed in this playlet do not represent the ticket, its staff, or its management. Join us next time for another edition of Reader's Theater.
Okay.
It's great to have Jody Dean in front of the script.
I want to talk to the author of Reader's Theater. Why are you bagging on Jody Dean?
I'm not the author of Reader's Theater.
Yes, you are.
It's just in the
interpretation. Yes, you are.
Just show up in our box.
And why does Jabari always gloat over the fact that he's going to get people to organize candlelight vigils while ignoring the human victims?
I don't know.
He did kind of scoreboard the humans on that one. Candlelight vigil for Jabari 1, human 0.
Yep. Just the way the play was written, Gordon. Just the way the play was written.
Ha, 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 ha,